listening to VV Collective.
Hi, this is special guest Emily.
And Sunez is here too.
And welcome to our radio show. Today we are going to play songs for you to rot in bed to.
And I am very insecure about the topic of bed rotting because it has so many dimensions and so many. For me, it always like had this kind of negative sound to it because rotting is something very negative. Like, I mean, come on, like. Human who is rotting so in bed, yeah, so it's like always kind of more of a depressing mood for me, like really spiraling down with your blinds down, crying in bed kind of vibe. But yeah,
but I think it can also be restorative because sometimes you just need to just lie in bed all day and do nothing and listen to sad songs, and then maybe tomorrow you can be a person again. So I feel like that's kind of what I tried to capture, like this kind of angst, but also like it's okay to feel like that.
I totally agree, and I definitely experienced the restorative bed rotting where I would just do it for relaxing and like playing The Sims all day. And yeah, it just like with the bed rotting songs I chose, I think my focus was more on being sad in bed and not so much on relaxing, but I'm really glad that you chose the restorative kind of, because mine are maybe a little more sad. It's you who is going to have the first track because we played rock, paper, scissors for it. So you can introduce it now.
So the first track I've chosen is by band named Curses Weird, who were a kind of major artist in the kind of slowcore, sadcore movement. And the song is called The Color That Your Eyes Changed With The Color Of Your Hair. And it has this line in it that I used to not even be able to think about without crying. And it goes, I won't need any more memories. For the next 50 years, I can still write you love songs. And I felt that way about every person I've ever dated, so that line really hits hard for me.
Thank you.
We just had a conversation on how this is made in as a waltz, and you could have this as your first dance on your wedding, and it will be the saddest wedding ever. And instead of crying from joy, people will be crying from sadness. And we are not sure if waltz is something you dance as your first dance, but maybe it's a possibility for some. And for my next track, I chose a track called "I Need Some Sleep" by Eels. Maybe you recognize it from the soundtrack from Shrek 2. Because it is a very sad song, and when I'm bed rotting, you know, I need some sleep sometimes. And it's like everything is just so exhausting and tiring, and this is a bed rotting song. Enjoy.
Some sleep, it can't go on like this. I tried counting sheep, but there's one I always miss.
Tracks that we think could be in Shrek 5, and it is actually rumored to be coming out in 2025, so then we can see if we were right about it. But on to the next track.
We've got to get that Shrek sponsorship. Official podcast of Shrek. So the next song, one of us had to choose a Lana Del Rey song, and I'm doing this honor with Old Money. I'm really outing myself for having attachment issues, but this song really speaks to me.
Blue hydrangea, cold cash divine, cashmere cologne, and white sunshine, red racing car. Sunset and vine, the kids were young and pretty. seem long ago. And so is the girl you used to call the Queen of New York City. But if you send for me, you know I'll come. And if you call for me, you know I'll run. I'll run to you, I'll run to you, I'll run, run, run. I'll come to you, I'll come to you, I'll come. Small town, I'm out of time. Will you still love me when I shine from words but not from beauty? My father's love was always strong. My mother's glamour lives on and on. Yet still inside I felt alone for reasons unknown to me. But if you send for me, you know I'll come. And if you call for me, you know I'll run. I'll run to you, I'll run to you, I'll run, run, run. I'll come to you, I'll come to you, I'll come.
Got excited that we can actually put some reverb on our voices, so hopefully
so we're gonna sound really like crying.
All right, my next track is a cover of Wicked Game, but this cover is just, I don't know, it's just like so like piercing to me, and I can admit I definitely cried to it, and I would say I was also a victim of this song. And the song is, the name of the cover is I Am a Victim of This Song by Pippi Lotti Rist.
Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed I knew somebody like you.
Never heard a cover of that song that I didn't like. So if anyone wants to prove me wrong by sending in something terrible, please do. The next song we're gonna play is by an artist called I Would Set Myself on Fire for You, which was a band that was really important to me as a teen because they opened me up to so much music, from post-rock to like 90s screamo and emo violence. And I think it has just such a big sound, which when you're like tiny in your bed and feeling hopeless, is nice to listen to something big that makes you feel like, I don't know, there's just like so much noise around you, you don't have to think of anything. So yeah, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the reverse podcast thing because we talk about things during songs and then you don't know and then we are telling you what we talked about, but we talked about how we often really need to like look back to our teenage years to find these like really sad and depressing songs, as if like, yeah, it's like a very teenage era thing to do, I guess, something like that.
I guess we're all just really sad when we're teens and now we're not as sad, so we have to look back to when things really felt completely hopeless, but that's so nice for us now.
Totally, that rotting era is low-key over. Let's go. But my next track is from my teenage years for sure. I don't want to ask your father or anything.
Thank you.
guess we're in the emo adjacent section of our radio show. So we're going to play a song now by Petty Sucks called Keep. And this is a band that's really important to me. And this is far from being their saddest song, because their saddest song is too sad. But this one is like very angsty. So yeah, I think it's perfect for bed rotting.
Very dark to me, and yeah, like it was kind of difficult to re-listen to it and remember how much I yeah. about it, and now that I listened to it again after digging it out, it gave me the vibe of an anime I want to watch. I have not seen it yet. It's called Serial Experiments Lane. I just really like the description and want to watch it, and based on like what I saw from it, I really think that this track is gonna, that the anime is going to feel like this track. So
I feel like you should never watch it and just keep this image in your mind, because right now I never saw it, but you've got like this it's perfect right now. If you watch it, it can only disappoint.
I really want to see it though. Nikolai told me that I'll be depressed after seeing it. But I'm really curious to see it. And I will probably. Maybe I will stop if it's really... And then it's okay. I'm fine with being disappointed, I guess. That is really like some sinking into the mattress kind of bed rotting to the bone, I think. And next up,
that song is for like when you're so depressed you don't even want to hear melodies because every melody reminds you of something that you don't want to think about. Not that we've experienced this, because we're beautiful and happy women. The next song is by Bright Eyes, and it's called Lover I Don't Have to Love. And I think it has the perfect detached energy for rotting in bed when you're like yearning for something you barely even want. It's like, I want a lover, but I don't want to care too much, so I don't want the lover to be too good. And it's, I think, a really unusual song in Bright Eyes' discography, but it's kind of the best one.
With the band in the morning.
Bad actors with bad habits. Some sad singers, they just play tragic. And the phone's ringing and the band's leaving. Let's just keep touching. Let's just keep singing.
Thank you.
of bed rotting where you feel like really gross with yourself and you're not very happy about your physical appearance, so you don't want to go outside and just stay in bed because you don't want anybody to see you, and you know it's not the worst you've ever looked, but it's just the most you've ever cared, and that's the track It's Not the Worst, a Lali Puna remix. Two long swords, man.
Thank you.
this next track might be the last one, so maybe we should say goodbye just in case.
Goodbye just in case.
Thank you for listening to our radio show. As always, we're your best friends in the whole world.
So we're your radio besties, and you are our listening besties, and we are besties forever.
That is the most beautiful thing. So this next song is by Hole, and it's called Violet. I think Courtney has such great access to female rage. And if you're running in bed, but you want an outlet for your repressed rage and sense of injustice, I think this is the perfect track for that.
And the sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Rotting in that one.